May we offer comfort to those in need. Amen. Both the woman and the father desperately hope that Jesus will hear and feel their desperation and anguish and respond to it. What Jesus does for them is radical, because to touch either the woman or the dead girl would make him ritually impure, socially ostracized. And Jesus touches the woman and the girl anyway. He shows us we've gotten it wrong. He repeatedly touches those society has deemed unclean. Jesus touches the 12-year-old girl, knowing that those who touch a dead body will be unclean for 7 days and must ritually purify themselves within 3 days. And if he does not do this, then he himself will defile the house of the Lord and is to be cut off from Israel. Jesus is touched by the hemorrhaging woman, and he does not rebuke her, even though her simple touch of his cloak marks him as unclean. For 12 years, the woman has suffered from hemorrhaging. She has expended all of the financial resources she has. Society has written the woman off. No resources, no help. And since she is bleeding, anyone and anything she comes into contact with becomes unclean. She is a social outcast, excluded. Perhaps we're thinking at this point in the story, how narrow-minded of them. We know better. But do we? We right now in our country, especially if you are a woman, are seeing repeated attacks on our right to advocate for our own health care needs and access to affordable health care. Over 16 million women ages 19 to 64 are on Medicaid, which also happens to pay for nearly half of all of the births in the United States. Black women have a much higher risk of pregnancy-related complications and deaths. And rural women have a 64% higher rate of pregnancy-related deaths. We right now in our country have detention centers that have toddlers and children in cages, crying and screaming for their parents, crying out to be comforted. And the children being told repeatedly that they cannot offer comfort to one another, and those caring for them are not allowed to comfort them. They are not allowed to be touched or to touch. We know that a lack of touch and comfort can cause damage to the brain, damage to social development, damage to overall emotional health and stability. Regular hugs and touch lower a person's heart rate and blood pressure, decreases stress, and reduces anxiety. By not allowing the children to be touched, our country right now has created an intentional policy of harming the defenseless. There's not one story of Jesus in the Gospels after healing or touching someone deemed unclean where he then goes and takes a bath or ritually cleanses himself. Touch is a means by which Jesus acknowledges a person's humanity, acknowledges their worth, and validates their very existence. Jesus shows us that touching undoes the isolation that those deemed unclean have experienced. Jesus shows us that the way we touch someone communicates far more than our words often do. We must show up with our own bodies. We must touch in order to be touched. Then we can use our words to right wrongs. Amen.